want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is bao buns. Sometimes I eat foods in what seems like a series, but in truth, it could just be the random nature of life. I didn't set out to have bao buns at three different local restaurants in the last few weeks, but I did. The unifying element is the bun, which can and does host various fillings. Bao, also known as guao bao, and belly buns are of Taiwanese origination and enjoyed as a street food or snack food. The steamed bread is typically 2.5 to 3 inches in a fluffy, soft, taco-like shape. The traditional filling for a guao bao is a slice of red-cooked pork belly, typically dressed with stir-fried pickled mustard greens, cilantro, and ground peanuts. The bao is known colloquially in parts of Taiwan as tiger bites pig, due to the mouth-like form of the bun. In the multicultural mix of our country, the fillings for bao buns will, over a short period of time, I predict, host as diverse as any handheld meal could ever. Now, let me tell you about three places with bao buns. One of the first places we ate when we settled on Wynwood to build our cooking school and restaurant is a place by the name of Q. If you haven't been, you are late to a lively party. The cuisine they have is what they call Asian barbecue. One of the standard menu items is their bao buns stuffed with a soft-shell crab. I am a devoted fan of soft shells and get theirs routinely. The soft nature of the bao bun works very sensually with the slightly crunchy, chewy crab's exoskeleton, followed by the delicate texture of the crab's interior. Q's Asian fusion barbecue sauce keeps things humming. Not many days later, my wife Janet and I went to a small, tidy place that celebrates a fusion of Korean and Chinese food named Fu Chai for a first-time lunch. Bao buns were on the menu, and they made a fine appetizer for us. One was stuffed with shrimp, and another with a classic Korean dish known as kalbi, an addictive way with barbecue and short ribs. I was struck with the sublime freshness of their bao. Having bao buns while in the presence of our granddaughter was the third experience with the Taiwanese invention in that window of time. Having bao has become a happily anticipated experience now. But then again, just about anything experienced with Audrey Quinn Van Aken is. The 5-year-old girl lights up a room. She was experimenting with both chopsticks and silverware as we ate brunch at a favorite Miami restaurant. The place is on Biscayne Boulevard and named Fukia. I pronounce that name carefully when near the granddaughter. The menu at this Cajun Vietnamese spot is a joyful and delicious mashup of cultures. Audrey's quick mastery of chopsticks came in handy with some of the choices our family gathering made. She ordered scrambled eggs with Chinese sausage and sticky rice stuffed croquetas. She had fun stabbing the croquetas with her chopsticks. What I ordered to start with only took fingers. It was Fukia's sweet and sour pork bao buns. The flavor of the daikon's funk and the carrot's sweetness amidst the meaty pork made for interesting contrasting flavors. Audrey loved her dish. How did we know? She danced in her chair. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.